This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best, Native Vines Winery, a different kind of wine country, Carefree Travel and Meetings, a truly carefree travel experience, and 3000 Records, promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Welcome to a different kind of wine country. Native Vines Winery is located in Lexington, North Carolina, and offers a unique line of vinifera wines as well as sweet fruit and specialty wines. Come by the winery, enjoy the grounds, taste the wine, and stay a while. Native Vines Winery, the first American Indian-owned and operated winery in the United States. A different kind of wine country located at 1336 North NC Highway 150, Lexington, North Carolina 27295. Or visit us online at nativevineswinery.com. Traveling for business. What a pain. So travel like you haven't got a care in the world. Book your next trip with Carefree Travel and Meetings. We offer free hotel, travel, reservation service to cities all over the world, as well as complimentary concierge services. We also provide meeting and event planning assistance to individuals and in-house event planners throughout North and South America. With our extensive travel, meeting, and event experience, our desire is to make your travel experience truly carefree. Carefree Travel and Meetings. Visit us at carefreetravelandmeetings.com and tell them Rockwired sent you for a special rate. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Scott Smith and his debut album, The Sum of Life. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Blue jeans, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Scott Smith and his debut album, The Sum of Life. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Scott regarding his new album, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from his debut album, The Sum of Life, here is Scott Smith with The World is Strange.
I'm going crazy and out of control. I need a peace of mind to satisfy my soul. Everything was wrong that I thought was okay. Left me out in the cold on a sunny day. Easy down, slowly, take your time. Gotta let go that worry mind, yeah. The world is strange and it keeps getting stranger. Help me find my way, take me to the river. The room keeps spinning, can't find the door. Try to get away, but I come back for more. Nothing is the way that it used to be. Gotta break these chains that gotta hold on me, yeah. Different so many ways. Wish it were the same as back in the day. The years go by and memories fade away. Coming back. He's on his way to Vegas in a new Cadillac. Take that train to the end of the line. Double on down on a big line. Make all the rules, live like a king. Burn up the night on an angel's wing, yeah.
That was Scott Smith with The World is Strange off of his debut album, The Sum of Life. For more on Scott, go to his official website, scottsmithband.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Scott regarding the album, and here's how the interview went.
Well, this CD, The Sum of Life, it's you know, it's an amazing CD. You've got a lot of players on it, and you got a lot of great songs on it. So now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
Well, I'm really pleased and excited about it. Turned out better than I ever could have hoped. And it's great to, you know, get people's response, and everybody's loving it, so, you know, that's always good.
Yeah, I mean, in an age where people are releasing EPs instead of LPs, it's great to have, like, this longer work that, like, seems to almost tell a story with all the songs together, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a concept album in that way, yeah.
Right, and who all worked with you behind the mixing board and everything? Who helped put this thing together for you?
Well, on the mixing board is mainly one person, Jeff Martin at Studio E. It's a local studio that's about 5 minutes down the road from my house, but some very high profile folks, you know, work there. So it's a it's an old barn from the 1800s, and it's got this great feel there. It has this, you know, a lot of history of members of, like, the Grateful Dead recording there and things like that. So it's really a fun place.
And just for the benefit of listeners, you're based in the Bay Area.
Yes. Yeah, I'm in the Northern Bay Area.
Okay. And been there all your life, or a transplant there, or...
pretty much all my life. I've kind of moved in and out, but I grew up in Marin County and then moved up into Sonoma County, where I live now, in my 20s, and I've lived other places like Oregon and stuff like that, but I've returned here. There's no place like this area, you know.
I can imagine. I've only been in Northern California once in my whole life. I lived in Southern for years. But, you know, I mean, that area, you know, it's kind of known for a specific kind of music. You know, like you mentioned, the Grateful Dead. You've got, you know, all the other stuff that came out around, you know, about 50 years ago. I mean, did any of that ever have an influence on you as an artist growing up? Or?
Oh, yeah. The San Francisco sound is, like, ingrained in me, you know. It's something that I just, you know, hold dearly. along with other music too, but it's there's something special about the San Francisco music scene that, you know, will always be there with me. And on this album I have, you know, a member right from that era, so David LaFlame.
Right, I read that. But so far, what sort of reaction have you been able to gauge from the release of this album? Have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you or that you didn't quite see coming?
You know, not so much yet. It's still fairly new. It just came out in January, so let's see. I guess, you know, the local radio stations have taken notice of it and are getting airplay of it fairly regularly, which is nice, because that's not so easy to do. So I guess that's one thing, but it's still also new, you know.
Right. And talk about how music first began to manifest with you as a person. I mean, what was it specifically? What was going on in San Francisco all those years ago, or was it something else? You tell me.
Well, let's see. Well, I grew up in the 60s, and so, you know, which was a renaissance for music. And then all through high school, there was, you know, of course, the Grateful Dead, Santana, Journey, bands like that, the Allman Brothers and things like that. And I had an older brother that, because I was a little bit younger than the curve of, you know, that age of that kind of music, and I was getting fed that from him. So, you know, I got a little bit more of a jump start, I think, than, you know, other people my age would have at that time. So I started going to concerts. I was really kind of there in the heyday of the concerts of the Winterland and things like that, free shows in the Golden Gate Park and so forth. So you know, I got exposed to a lot of great music. So you know, it's definitely ingrained in me.
I see. And before the release of this album, what was your musical history, sort of? I mean, was there like a succession of bands for you before, you know, going into the studio and getting this album put together, or?
Well, mostly just jam bands and things like that. Nothing real serious, and we did covers, and I got kind of tired of doing covers. And also trying to equal what other artists have already done. You know, I felt this need to find my own voice in music, and you know, which led me to writing songs and getting out there. And so that's one of the satisfying things. I really feel like I found a unique voice, you know, that's not necessarily influenced by others.
Wow, so songwriting's happened for you pretty recently then, right? Or
yeah, I started writing songs about 4 years ago, and it just started pouring out of me and just became a really fun thing. And so I felt like there's just this force driving this that's kind of bigger than me, that I'm just kind of going along for the ride, you know, just trying to steer it at this point, so. It's like I haven't had a choice to, you know, do all this.
And as I said earlier, you know, you've got quite a cast of musicians on this album. How did you go about, you know, picking them for this? I mean, what was it, you know, was this like a long, drawn-out process where whoever was available and you found them and you got them into the studio, or was it, you know, deliberate? You tell me.
Well, these are musicians that work through the studio that I record at, so they're largely available through that. And so I did have some choices and continue to have new choices. And so Nina Gerber, I don't know if you're familiar with her. She's a local favorite, but she played with Kate Wolfe. That's where she got famous, and she's played with people like Jackson Brown and Nancy Griffith and a number of famous kind of folk people. She's a regular there, and so she was very easy to get. But I got something very different that, other than what she normally records, is which, you know, is acoustic, you know, melodic, really beautiful stuff. I got her to play some electric slide guitar that was kind of special there. And then Dave of the Flame is somebody in the county, and so we had to do a few calls to get him in here, but he was, you know, very agreeable and real fun and easy to work with. The drummer is Vic Carberry, who works through the studio, and he was the drummer with Tommy Two Tone, you know, that played Jenny Jenny.
Oh, yeah, 8675309, yeah.
Yeah, so I got some stories about that, you know, and he's on my new album, too. And then Mitch Woods, I don't know if you're familiar with Mitch Woods, but he was kind of one of the funnest ones to pull into, you know, the project. We were sitting around the studio late one night at like midnight, and Jeff, you know, the engineer and producer there, said, you know, we should get Mitch Woods on this song, which is Payday and The World is Strange. And I said, wow, that'd be great. And so I said, how are we going to do that? And he said, well, let me call this guy. And so he called a friend of his who knows him, who does some video work with him. And then he called him, he got the phone, called him, and turned out Mitch Woods was going to be in the county the next day. And so we were able to arrange to get him to the studio, you know, over that weekend, just like that. And it was really fun. It really all went very well. So.
And how long were you guys in the studio for this album?
Oh, over a year and a half. It took a while.
For more on Scott, go to his official website, www.scottsmithband.com. And from his album, The Sum of Life, here is Scott Smith once again with Payday.
Putting in your 40 just to pay the rent, holding down a job like your daddy did. Wake up early, be on time, wait for the weekend to try to unwind. Going out on a Friday night, dancing and romancing, feeling alright. Monday comes around and it's back again. Gotta face the music and your challenges. Be on top of what's going down, get out of the way when payday comes around. When you first started as a standing line, now you're with the rest on the weekly grind. Doing your best to serve the company, to get a better chance and opportunity. Right now we'll go round and round, trying just to keep your feet on the ground. Some have their fortunes come easily, others have to make a living honestly. Be on top of what's going down, get out of the way when payday comes around. We all want to make it to the promised land, roll up our sleeves and do the best we can. Have some meaning, be complete, make more to life and working week to week. Show up every day, punch the clock, doing what you say, walk that walk. Working together to make a win-win, going with the flow and give 110. Be on top of what's going down, get out of the way when payday comes around. On top of what's going down, get out of the way when payday comes around.
And the songwriting, you know, What do you feel specifically informed the songs for this album? I mean, where do you think you were coming from as a songwriter for this album?
Well, three of the songs are written about my wife, inspired by her. There was one written about my kids, so it's kind of a little bit of family stuff there that, you know, I hold dear. And then, let's see, the song Payday is, you know, a tribute to us working class. I felt a need, compelled to write something about that. And then the other ones were just inspirational stuff that came out at the time and didn't have, you know, too much a methodical thing behind it, you know, just what creatively came out.
And
Blues Guitar Slinger is written about Johnny Winter. You know, that was a real exciting tune to write.
And describe the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it? How does it work for you?
Well, it happens a lot of different ways. Some of the songs were written around melodies, and then, you know, trying to find a subject to write about. Some were chord progressions, and then, you know, the inspiration for the lyrics came in, like, Eclipsing Moon was the first song I wrote with lyrics on the album, and that was about my wife, and just a few lines came out, and then it just almost wrote itself. And then some songs come from just a random lyrical line idea that you just build off of that, try to build a story around it. Hearing interesting phrases or something that catches you in a conversation and you build it off of that. You know, there's all kinds of different approaches I use to songwriting.
Is that how the song The World is Strange came about?
Yeah, that's kind of the epitome of that.
I kind of figured.
That's pretty perceptive. That's a bunch of lines that I liked that I just tried to put in order to fit and make sense, you know. So that's funny that you picked up on that.
And I also see it sort of reflected in the cover for the album where you have God in the Cadillac.
Yes. Yeah, that was my photographer's idea. We were looking for, you know, a concept of the album cover because I just didn't want to do a picture of myself, you know, or something like that. I wanted to do something that's like a throwback to the albums of the 70s where, you know,
right,
very cool, iconic album covers, and that, you know, I wanted to be iconic, and then what more, you know, be iconic than God, you know, driving a Cadillac, so.
I think it would make a great vinyl cover.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, vinyl pressings are kind of getting their due again, you know. You never know.
I know. It would be. Yeah, I could see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, and for live shows, I mean, are any of the players on this album joining you on the stage for live performances, or how's that going to work?
You know, it's there's a possibility of that. They are mainly studio musicians, but we may be able to arrange that. Right now, I've been mostly focused on more studio work, so I don't necessarily have live shows scheduled right now.
And with this album behind you, in a sense, I mean, I know it's pretty recent, you know, hasn't quite grown legs yet, but, you know, but with the work behind you, what's next for you musically?
Well, we're pretty much in the middle of the second album, and so we've recorded the basics for all those songs, and they've all been edited, and we're pretty much ready for starting to do the overdubs and constructing that, you know, the instruments for the leads and so forth. And so far, one of the exciting things is I have David Grisman on one of the tracks on a song I wrote about the Grateful Dead. that turned out real nice. But we have about a year or so work on this one. It's keeping me busy.
And what would you like people to come away with after they hear the album, The Sum of Life?
You know, I just want people to get their spirits lifted and rock out. You know, I think it's a good, you know, CD for the car, you know, or, you know, I think it's kind of a throwback to, you know, the kind of Roadhouse old rocker music. So, and then, you know, some of the songs have meaning. There's a lot of hooks in there that stick in your mind, you know, in a good way, things like that. So I guess that's it. I hope people enjoy it, you know, that we'll turn it up loud.
For more on Scott, go to his official website, www.scottsmithband.com. And from his album, The Sum of Life, here is Scott Smith once again with Blues Guitar Slinger.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Scott Smith for his time and his music, and a special thanks goes out to Rhonda of Team RMG. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.